Number five, the fifth pillar of Islam, is what we refer to in Arabic as the Hajj. And the Hajj is a pilgrimage. It's something that a Muslim should do once in their lifetime. And it is something that is incumbent upon every male and female Muslim who is financially and physically capable of doing so. As we mentioned with these other pillars, if someone, for example, is poor, they don't have to pay zakah. If someone has health issues and they are not physically able to fast, they don't have to fast. Similarly, if someone is not capable of making the pilgrimage, they would be exempted from having to do so because Allah is kind and He does not ask us to do more than we are capable of doing. The pilgrimage is a once-in-a-lifetime experience in which a Muslim reconnects with all of their brothers and sisters in humanity. You find people from every country in the world, from every race, from every language, from every ethnicity gathering together in one of the largest gatherings on the face of the earth annually. And you will be there with 3 or 4 million people and you feel that these are your brothers and sisters. When we go to the pilgrimage, we go with very simple garments. The man will wear one white cloth wrapped over his shoulders and one white cloth wrapped around his waist. You cannot tell the difference between the rich and the poor. You cannot tell the difference between the leader and the subject. You cannot tell the difference between a teacher and a student. Why? Because all are equal in the eyes of Allah. As we mentioned, the only thing that makes a person better than another is the piety which is in their heart and the good actions and deeds that they do during their lifetime. So this is a reminder to humble ourselves and to remember to be simple and not to be arrogant and not to be proud and not to be overly attached to the worldly life. The pilgrimage takes 5 or 6 days. In it, we follow in the footsteps of Prophet Abraham, Prophet Muhammad, and many other prophets and messengers, peace be upon them all. We will go to Mecca and we will go to some of the surrounding areas doing rituals that testify to the oneness of God and to our commitment to Him. The pilgrimage also reminds us of the Day of Judgment, because the Day of Judgment is a time when all people will be gathered together and they will stand out on an open plain before God and they will be judged and held accountable for their deeds. And there is a time where we all stand out in the open during the pilgrimage and you can see countless people all begging Allah for guidance, for forgiveness, for mercy, and remembering that there is a time when we will be brought back to Him and we will be held accountable for all that we have done in this life. These are the pillars of Islam: the Shahada or the testimony of faith, the Salah or the 5 daily prayers, the Zakah or the annual charity or almsgiving done by the wealthy to the poor, Ramadan, fasting, the month of Ramadan, and the Hajj or the pilgrimage once in a lifetime for those who are capable of doing so. This is a very brief overview about Islam. For those that believe in these pillars of faith and are ready to accept these pillars of practice, then they can and they should become a Muslim. And I would like to take this opportunity to invite every honest, sincere seeker of truth to consider the message that I have just shared with you and to know that we will be accountable when we have heard the truth, and that Allah will hold us accountable for our eyes, our ears, and our minds. Did we use these tools and these gifts to determine the truth? And when we found the truth and were convinced of it, did we accept it and did we follow it? You may have additional questions. You may want additional information. Please visit the website that will be available below in the comments. And please, you can send in your questions. You can also live chat if you would like more information. We will also come with further videos in the future that we will explain further on these topics and other topics so you can have a better understanding about Islam. Again, I would like to invite all those who are interested in Islam to become Muslim and to accept Allah and to follow the way that Allah wants for your success in this life and more importantly in the hereafter. Thank you for listening to me. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.